This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Gentlemen, it's Thursday, March 12th, 2020. I am your host, Alex Jones. There is now no longer any doubt that the coronavirus is a man-made bioweapon launched to bring down the United States of America by the Chi-Coms and the deep state globalists. And I can tell you that I have talked to individuals that are inside the White House and inside the governor's office here in Texas, and that is what they believe is going on. That's why President Trump has classified all the White House discussions about the coronavirus. And I think the president's response so far has been dead on. He just finished speaking a few minutes ago, started 15 minutes ago, from the Oval Office taking questions on coronavirus. Here's some of what the president had to say.
If you did it the way we're doing it. So it certainly has an impact. And again, we're very much working with the states because, you know, the states are a smaller form of government. They can control.
I want to speak with you about our nation's unprecedented response to the coronavirus outbreak that started in China and is now spreading throughout the world. Today, the World Health Organization officially announced that this is a global pandemic. We have been in frequent contact with our allies, and we are marshaling the full power of the federal government and the private sector to protect the American people. This is the most aggressive and comprehensive effort to confront a foreign virus in modern history. I am confident that by counting and continuing to take these tough measures, we will significantly reduce the threat to our citizens, and we will ultimately and expeditiously defeat this virus. From the beginning of time, nations and people have faced unforeseen challenges, including large-scale and very dangerous health threats. This is the way it always was and always will be. It only matters how you respond, and we are responding with great speed and professionalism. Our team is the best anywhere in the world. At the very start of the outbreak, we instituted sweeping travel restrictions on China and put in place the first federally mandated quarantine in over 50 years. We declared a public health emergency and issued the highest level of travel warning on other countries as the virus spread its horrible infection. And taking early, intense action, we have seen dramatically fewer cases of the virus in the United States than are now present in Europe. The European Union failed to take the same precautions and restrict travel from China and other hotspots. As a result, a large number of new clusters in the United States were seeded by travelers from Europe. After consulting with our top government health professionals, I have decided to take several strong but necessary actions to protect the health and well-being of all Americans. To keep new cases from entering our shores, we will be suspending all travel from Europe to the United States for the next 30 days. The new rules will go into effect Friday at midnight. These restrictions will be adjusted subject to conditions on the ground. There will be exemptions for Americans who have undergone appropriate screenings, and these prohibitions will not only apply to the tremendous amount of trade and cargo, but various other things as we get approval. Anything coming from Europe to the United States is what we are discussing. These restrictions will also not apply to the United Kingdom. At the same time, we are monitoring the situation in China and the South Korea, and as their situation improves, we will reevaluate the restrictions.
Everybody's calling me. I'm getting constant streams of text messages and phone calls and family visiting the house saying, is coronavirus really deadly? How bad is it really? So I would encourage listeners, yes, go get high-quality, storable foods. We have the only company, the biggest in the nation, that actually still has food. It does take 5 to 8 weeks to get it to you because they got to package it. They got the food. But I want to encourage listeners to do the most important thing, and that's drink purified water. That's pray. That's get focused. That's not be stressed out because you're prepared, and that's get DNA Force Plus with PQQ and CoQ10 that cleans out the mitochondria and the cells and is the biggest immune booster you can engage in. The X2, the X3, the foundation, everything. The Ultra 12, back in stock. Our Nano Silver, Super Silver, and Super Blue toothpaste, it's still 50% off. Turmeric is known for doing a super job when it comes to cleaning out your cells. We have the strongest turmeric you're going to find out there, 95% curcuminoid from Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. That's back in stock. And purchases at InfoWarsStore.com are the highest quality supplements, storable food, and you actually get them delivered in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. So get those today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen, on this Thursday, March 12th, 2020 transmission with 235 days out from the historic election. Well, we knew the globalists would be striking back, and indeed they have done just that. There can be no doubt that the coronavirus is a man-made bioweapon. The entire global media, the big banks, all of our enemies have been hyping it to bring down the United States and are now doing everything they can to exacerbate just all-out, total lemming-like hysteria taking place. Now, there's a paradox in all of that. We predicted it was going to cause all-out world panic. We predicted it was going to cause the shutdown of civilization for several months as a giant globalist martial law drill over the nation state that would then finally target the United States economy and President Trump's reelection. So we were right to say it's incredibly dangerous. This is a big deal. And yes, the virus clearly does kill people. But if you see the deep state preparation all over the world and the U.S. ahead of this, you can see the coordination, the choreography, the scripting that's taking place telling us that this is a 21st century attack. And a lot of people are seeing that. They're saying that. And I've talked to high-level White House sources, and I've talked to sources in the Texas government at the highest levels that believe this is a deep state operation allied with communist China or elements of communist China that was meant to basically be a giant lockdown drill over the public. And again, that the left could then exacerbate and target and point at President Trump and at America. Let me tell you who's coming up today. Mike Adams, who's certainly been vindicated on saying this was going to cause a shutdown of society, he's going to be on the bottom of the hour. We're going to have Dr. Steve Pachinik on to give us his perspective and his take. Milo Yiannopoulos is going to be in studio with us as well. And Joel Skousen is going to be popping on a World of First Brief. So a lot of different expert takes and angles. But there's no longer any doubt that this is a big deal, that this is not a drill. And President Trump has really changed the trajectory of the viral spread by stopping flights from Europe, where it's really broken out very badly, and where he knows there's more deadly strains of it. Now, I was locked and loaded, and I'm not complaining. Hours of focus with just totally ready to come on air and lay out their entire master plan. It's crystallized for me last night and this morning. I'm sure of it. I've done massive research. And then the president starts getting ready to speak again. And I say, well, let me just start the show with that. And then, of course, the computer freezes up. And that's just the way it works. And then I get angry and my train of thought gets lost. But I'm rebuilding it back up. I've got all the lines converging and the data and the way I want to lay it out. But I'm going to go to rebroadcast for a while to cool down. It's not the crew's fault. It's not anybody's fault. Stuff's happening live. So I can get laser focused again and come back in here and get on the racing blocks before I lay all this out. So I'm going to do the best job I can to just calm down, and then I'm going to come back and lay this out, because I'm not just up here babbling. I'm not just up here saying things that I think sound interesting. I really have studied the entire system, and I know how it works, and I've gone and studied the virus, and I've had top bioweapons experts on and top medical doctors on, and the lawyer that wrote the U.S. bioweapons, the convention that became world law, and we know what we're talking about here. And so you could tune in to David Knight and hear what he's saying and think we're disagreeing. Or you could tune in to Gerald Celente this morning and think, well, Alex disagrees with him. Or you could tune in to Owen Schroyer and think, well, Owen Schroyer is saying something different than Alex Jones or Mike Adams or Steve Pachinik. And that's not really what's happening. That's not what's happening. We're covering different aspects of a very sophisticated PSYOP mind control operation that at its heart has a real virus that is mutating and is killing people. But people then say, well, it must be hype. The hype's so obvious. Yes, they're fanning the flames. They're pushing it to create the most amount of hysteria. So do you have a wooden response, as the British have, and as Trump was trying to have, to not create panic while trying to fix things behind the scenes? Or do you get ahead of it and say, oh, it's really bad, and then kind of jump on the bandwagon of the police state clampdown so that the left can't then turn around and blame the nationalists and Trump? It's a very, very serious problem that needs very, very serious thought. And let me put it to you this way. The providence of the virus, the genealogy of the virus, where it came from, who made it and why, is the way to stop the deep state weaponizing the fear that this weapon has created. And it's going back to the beginning, back to who launched the attack, back to who fanned the flames, who's been rubbing their hands together, who's been saying they openly want to crash the U.S. economy. The Democrats have been running around like weasels on a large dose of PCP, just assaulting the nation, assaulting the confidence, assaulting the president, while squeaking and squawking that, oh, he's not doing anything. And then when he says, okay, no Chinese flights 4 weeks ago, oh, that xenophobic, is racist, is evil, and everybody else has already done it. When he says, okay, no flights from Europe unless you're vetted. And then they go, oh, my God, it's horrible. No, we want it open. The Democrats better introduce a bill to stop that, because they think logic doesn't exist. In fact, they've said everywhere, CNN, MSNBC, how dare the president come out and say that this is a foreign virus? Well, he knows they're blaming him. He knows the public doesn't have an attention span anymore. And so President Trump rightfully is like, this is a Chinese communist virus. Came from over there, but we're dealing with it. This is something humans have always had to deal with. So let's not panic, but we're going to have a strong response. I think the president's doing an excellent job. I wasn't mad that he tried to play it down. I knew it was a desperate gamble 4 weeks ago. He knew they were targeting the economy, the main generators. That was their target, is the economy. And I knew he was going to lose because the whole media and the whole system was about to engage in this. Very good chance that Tom Hanks is a total globalist, hates the president, so he would never be president. He is just saying he's sick with it as part of a false positive, you know, PR deal to overshadow the president's speech last night. And if you look at who's pushing it, big tech, the globalists, the Chi-Coms, the EU, now the communists run Italy, the virtue signaling NBA, they want the crisis to implode the economy. They said they want to get rid of the president by a bad economy. Now they're saying they hope it does drive him out by killing the economy. They're open villains that think we're all idiots. All right, I'm going to go to break, and I'm going to come back. I don't need to go to rebroadcast. I just need to get laser-focused and just go into the main point I'm going to make when we come back. And that's where it came from, who's behind it, what the plan is, and the really bad news. And I'm going to give you the bad news when we come back. I figured it out. And we can walk through all the background and the viruses and the strains and who's behind it. But this is going to make AIDS and HIV down the road look like a very mild problem. And they have just introduced to you another depopulation program. And so most of you won't even get sick or die from this. But in the next decade, if we don't stop them, most of you will die from this. So there's a little newsflash that I thought I would just go ahead and give you. Next year's news today, next decade's news today. We'll go to break and come right back. Oh, just two big announcements here. Living Defense, that takes care of those little nasty unwanted visitors, that's so popular that it has the 100% reviews, been sold out for 4.5 to 5 months. It's back in stock, 20% off. Or 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. Boy, does that boost your immunity. That's been sold out for over a month. 16-ounce Super Silver arrived yesterday with the patented Nano Silver. You can squish or squash with it or spit it out, or you can drink it. It's all there. Highest quality, 16 ounces of above colloidal silver quality from the top company in the U.S. The private label. Back in stock also, 20% off. So it's back.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
On July 25th, 2001, I went on my television show and on my radio show, and I specifically said they're going to blow up the World Trade Center in the next few months and blame it on Osama bin Laden or CIA. I said they will use that then to take American freedoms and launch giant wars that will actually be used to destabilize the Middle East towards a larger global conflict between Islam and Christianity in the future. And out of that global conflict will come a world government. Now, people ask how I was able to do that. And their only answer is he must be a government agent and somebody told him this. The government is just a large conglomerate of individuals, agencies, and groups, some good, some bad. I did not get that information from any person. I was younger. My brain was better. I did not have as much knowledge at that point, but I saw thousands of integrated points and pre-programming before the fact. And with that much data, it's called a police hunch. People ask, well, how's that detective so good? How does he know how to, even though the serial killer only kills every few months, track them and come up with mathematical equations and maps and then finally be there in the right zone and catch him trying to kidnap a woman on the very night? There's been lots of cases of that. And you'll talk to those famous detectives and they'll just finally just say, I don't know how I do it. And that's why detectives will go out, the FBI does it too, and they'll get psychics that aren't the con artist ones that have 1-800 numbers and, you know, are on TV, they'll tell you your fortune, but people that have been known, and they'll tell the police, I don't know how I know all this. I just know. And it's the same thing. You've got all this real data, and then your conscious brain is 100 times, maybe more, less powerful. So the big brain, the whole brain knows because it's got all the data points, but your conscious mind is a narrow focal point of that, and it's unable to understand why it knows it. It just knows it. There's just all this data coming in, and you know it. I'm getting chills right now. Now, I attempted last night and this morning to get together a bunch of documents and articles to lay out how I know all this, because this isn't like what I did with 9/11, where it was next level, where it was providence, where it was, you know, the evidence was there, but you know, how could you extrapolate that to make a call that was so dead on? It was just the spirit. It was absolutely not just my brain. It was God. This is 1% or less as powerful as what I did in 2001, 2 months before, on record. Anybody can type in Alex Jones predicts 9/11 2 months before. That's just a short clip that's online. We fought to ever find that same show from the radio. I did like 2-3 hours laying it all out that day with precision. A few clips of that have been found, but not the whole thing. That was in July 25th, 26th. That was when I was doing that. I said, call the White House, tell them we know the deep state's going to blow up the World Trade Centers. They're going to blow. I mean, I called the White House live on air and said, I've seen the evidence. They're going to blow it up. I mean, this is not a joke. I had the FBI call me the morning after Vegas, and they said, hey, the hostage rescue team individual through another individual that's worked with the CIA. And again, I don't work with the CIA. I'm my own independent person, but obviously there's a lot of people that have been in the CIA and you know, other things that, that know me and then contact me. And it's like, well, how did you say they're probably going to attack a music venue or a rock concert at, say, 10 o'clock at night? I said that at like 5:50 on the Sunday show, and the FBI paid attention, and I said the same way I called 9/11. They went, okay, yeah, we don't think you're involved, but man, we want to know, do you want to come work for us? I mean, how the hell do you do this? I don't know. I just get in this place where I just start going off the data, and I just start talking about things, and then I'll just say, this is it. Well, that's that ether level that I don't know how I do it, okay? This thing with the virus is not that. Oh, I'm getting chills right now. This is all the evidence. So this isn't a hunch. This is absolutely documented and proven. And enrages me that it's so obvious and that we can't stop these people. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to shut up and I'm going to let Mike Adams come on and have his say because I respect him. And then we've got Joel Skousen is at 12:30, correct? So I'll have a couple segments before that. And then Dr. Steve Pachinik and then Milo Yiannopoulos in studio. I'm doing all 4 hours a day. And I just might let Mike host those two segments because here's the problem. I can sit there and give you the data points of how I know this stuff, and then that takes a long time, and it also is very frustrating. And then I never get to just the big enchilada, what I'm telling you is going on. But I think all of you already instinctively know this is the big one, and if we fail this test, we're going to be ruled by the threat of unending invisible bio weapons that the globalists are going to be releasing to take full control of society. And we've known that's their mode of control for a long time, and the globalists have bragged and all these different publications they're going to use the threat of mass pathogens and death to control. We know all that. It's obvious. But if we don't get that narrative out, you know, on a mass scale, we're screwed. And I'll tell you, the only person I see as a world leader that is not going along with this and that has fought it and who has saw through it is Trump. And believe me, Trump knows exactly what's going on. And he's fighting the deep state on one side and the Chi-Coms that are linked up with it on the other side. And they released this on purpose to clamp down on their own people, to end the Taiwan embarrassment, and then to try to topple our economy. That's all admitted. The Democrats brag about that. That in and of itself is so huge. But then you look at the virus. Pretty simple statement, huh? Why aren't we talking about where this thing came from when it's known to be man-made? And what it's mutated into, as I said 6 weeks ago, and that there's different strains. Why is it killing 5% in Italy and only maybe 0.5% here in the U.S.? And now they admit there's a bunch of different strains. And then you look at where it keeps popping up. It's where they had big military drills. So this virus is a chimera because it mutates into different chimeras. And there's been a bunch of different versions of it released. And the globalists are testing right now our response to see if they can lock us down. And then if we lock down properly, then they're going to release the real bio version that'll then start wiping out even more. So this is a test for the global depopulation operation. It's 2020, and they're gearing up to exterminate you and your family. It came out of Wuhan. Rich in Alabama. Rich, thanks for calling.
Hey, Mr. Mr. Jones. Appreciate it. First thing, I love the Turbo Force. I drive truck for a living, and it's amazing. Coffee kind of gives you a little crash there at the end, but that Turbo Force is amazing.
How is Turbo Force different than coffee?
I'll tell you what. It's sustainable anywhere from 8-10 hours. I don't feel the jitters like I do drinking coffee, and it's just, you know, at the end of the day, I don't need anything to go to bed. I'll pop a knockout, boom, I'm out cold.
Well, that's when we went out to a top developer who didn't want his name on it, and I said, what would the ultimate long, say, 10-hour energy be? Is that possible? That's good and clean and strong and has a bunch of different forms of energy that are healthy and natural that are time-released, and there's more money in it than anybody else puts in their product. So that's why Turbo Force has such a great effect, and so I really appreciate you, and I'm glad that you like Turbo Force.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, the globalists want us off air. Later next hour, I'll show you a photo that was sent to me by one of my friends. His dad was on a cruise ship off the coast of South Africa. And in the little daily newspapers they hand out to every member of the visiting folks, the tourists, the cruisers, their shipmates, They have an article about Alex Jones arrested for DWI. There it is. Why would that be on a cruise ship out of South Africa? Well, Dr. Pachinich talked about this. It is a State Department operation since the end of World War II, where certain communiques we put out through a system that is then published via Operation Mockingbird, is what it's called, in every newspaper in the world that's affiliated with it and every broadcast system. That's why every TV station, every radio station, every network, every newspaper that is part of these affiliate systems since the 40s just takes what is given to them and put out. Of course, I blew under the legal limit. But now they have a thing where they test you at the jail, so I had to be taken to jail. It's ridiculous. Two beers would do that to you. I'm not ashamed of that. Whatever. I've told people I drink sometimes. It's about how I'm being targeted and why I'm being targeted. Here's another example. I've talked about on air the fact that hospitals have nano silver and colloidal silver. And you go to CVS now, and they've got a whole section of silver. Everybody knows silver goes after viruses and goes after bacteria. And then we sell different high-quality silver products by American nanotech that has gone out and has their stuff sold over the counter that we then private label. And then the media thinks everybody's ignorant and goes, oh, Jones claims he can cure the coronavirus. No, I never said that. I never said if you had the virus replicating in you that this would fix it. I said I personally gargle with it. It knocks it out on contact, and that's a good front line of defense, and everyone knows that. But so does elderberry. I don't sell elderberry, but I've told folks it's a good antiviral. Everybody knows that. Why wouldn't you tell people, hey, vitamin C is good for you? Hey, vitamin D, what's in fish oil? The big pharma does not want people to, because they're telling you, oh, there's no vaccine. And so you're like, well, I better do something else and bolster my immune system. Just for general health in life. So guess what? It just so happened to come back in yesterday. It's been sold out for a month. We have the 16-ounce, the 1-ounce, and the 3.4-ounce bottles. A limited supply. Back in stock. 20% off. InfoWarsStore.com. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Oh, and by the way, New York Post and Huffington Post, everyone's syndicating that I'm up here putting out a fraud. This is the same stuff we put out before them that Walmart private labels and that Walmart sells on their store shelves, except ours has iodine in it and theirs doesn't. And by the way, we sell ours for less. So it's like I'm selling toothpaste and saying it's good for your teeth. That's supposedly bad that we have the toothpaste with the same nano silver in it with a tooth whitening toothpaste? I mean, I've been selling this toothpaste for 6 months. I've been selling the other toothpaste that has colloidal silver, iodine, and tea tree for, what, 4 years? But they're like, oh, no, he just came fly by night. Really, before this whole thing popped up, I showed you this. And we're going to go to Mike Adams. Before this ever popped up, we got our lawyers on it right now sending out cease and desist letters to the New York Post and all the rest of them because they're misrepresenting what I've said. And, oh, Dr. McHampshire, please. This is Dr. Keith Moeller, American Biotech Labs. And then we've got their letters here from 13 years ago, Texas A&M University Systems Health Science Center, U.S. Department of Homeland Security, and what they found with their nanosilver taking out the SARS family, the corona family. I don't know if it does this current one, but that's kind of testing like it's pesticides kill cockroaches. Department of the Army Headquarters, United States Special Operations Command, and their findings with the, that's CENTCOM right there, 13 years ago. So, you know, the FDA says you're not supposed to say you need oxygen to live. That's my First Amendment, I'm going to say it. Or literally, they say, you may not say that you need water to live. And then they always ask, like, oh, they're saying that Jones has stuff not FDA approved. The FDA doesn't make rulings on what they call supplements. They only have a jurisdiction when they can claim you're saying you're a drug. And I'm not saying when I eat an orange, it's good for me and it keeps me from getting scurvy. That's a sign of it fact. As a citizen, I have a right to say that. So we say, eat your oranges, eat your orange peels, get your elderberry. I personally take colloidal silver. I take the types that are authorized to be taken, ingested And it's done a great job for me, and everybody out there knows that as well. And so this is just more of the attack, Alex Jones. More shut him down because they don't want you to hear people like Mike Adams on this broadcast. Mike Adams, who's been dead on with the fact that this was going to be a huge catastrophe, they were going to shut down civilization, whether the virus is super deadly or not. This is huge. This is absolutely huge. This is seismic, and they don't want us on air. They want us arrested for using our free speech. Well, America isn't going to buy it, and people aren't going to put up with it. Mike, I'll hold you a little bit in the next hour, and then I'm going to give my big take on this. I mean, we pretty much figured out what it is and what's going on, but I think Trump's changed his trajectory now with his announcement last night, a pretty big deal. So thanks for joining us, Mike, out of NaturalNews.com.
Well, absolutely. Trump has made a huge decision in the right direction. He's taken a leadership role on this right now. I think Trump just saved his presidency, frankly. I was very concerned that he wasn't going to take this with the aggressiveness that he needed to, but he did, and he did that last night. He changed the trajectory. We fed the new numbers into our pandemic projection model, and based on Trump's decision to block flights from Europe, as well as governors and mayors across America blocking public events, we now believe there is a 30% social distancing suppression factor, which takes our number of projected deaths by July 4th in America down substantially from what was 1.1 million now to 283,000. So, in other words, Trump and other government officials who are canceling public events, they just saved 800,000 American lives, okay? That's the kind of future that we're dealing with here. And if they get more aggressive in the coming weeks, which they will, mark my words, then the number of deaths can be even more reduced. We might be able to limit this to just a few thousand deaths by this summer if they get more and more aggressive. But, you know, we'll have to see. I think Dr. Fauci is correct. It depends on how we respond to this virus. We could end up with millions of Americans dead if we did nothing, or we could end up with only a few thousand dead if we get very aggressive with social distancing. But on your comments on silver and copper, I just want to mention new research out there that talks about how long the coronavirus survives on surfaces shows that on copper surfaces, it's killed in hours, whereas the virus survives for many days, up to 9 days on other surfaces such as cardboard or plastic or others. And silver is known to kill the viability of viruses and kill bacteria even more aggressively than copper. So my estimation, as an elemental scientist, I run a science lab, we deal with elements all the time, we run microbiology as well, that silver would probably kill this virus on surfaces more quickly than copper. So anyone saying that silver doesn't work against the coronavirus is out of their minds or just illiterate when it comes to real science.
Well, my uncle and my cousin and my dad's uncle were all from the same ranch. All got the same respiratory thing 6 years ago and all died from Christmas into New Year's. They all died within about 3 weeks of each other. I was in Palisade at the big hospital, and they had silver spray bottles and stuff everywhere. Yes. Like, it's all that works now, and they're just, and the nurses are just lathering themselves and spraying silver everywhere. They go, the iodine isn't working anymore, and this isn't working. We just use this. It's working. I mean, everybody knows that. It's like a scientific...
Yeah. Well, studies have shown that hospitals could drastically reduce the number of superbug infections in hospitals if they just had copper doorknobs and copper surfaces throughout the hospital. So, yeah, copper and silver kill bacteria, and they denature viruses as well very, very quickly. That's widely known and documented across the medical community.
Well, regardless of how deadly it is, the panic's here. Tom Hanks supposedly has it. They canceled the NBA. Trump's canceled planes from Europe. What's Trump going to shut down next? We know that's coming. Stay with us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So
this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure. Really helped the. I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. That just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Over 20 years ago, Alex Jones created the media platform called InfoWars. And in the decades since, it's grown into a truly remarkable institution with over 200 radio affiliates, tens of millions of unique website visitors monthly, and a 24/7 live news TV channel broadcasting from state-of-the-art studios in Austin, Texas. InfoWars has become the most trusted independent news source in the country, dedicated to delivering breaking news, live coverage of special events, and exclusive reports you won't find anywhere else. While the old guard media struggles to maintain supremacy in a landscape brought by innovation and technology, InfoWars has been at the forefront of the information revolution. From 8 million radio listeners, over 2 million YouTube subscribers, or the billions of views of our online content, InfoWars proves dominant in every facet of media we enter. Hardest-hitting reports, uncompromising analysis, for high-profile interviews and bombshell revelations, accept no substitutes. Demand truth. Demand InfoWars. InfoWars. Tomorrow's news, today.
And that's why they want us shut down, ladies and gentlemen. And that's a promo from like 2 years ago.
They're all over the news saying people that sell storable food are bad. People that have it are bad. If you're a prepper, you're bad. But I have a whole stack of articles I'm going to get to next hour where the billionaires, most of them, have run to underground bunkers with private airfields and their own private security forces. That's all okay. But if we say, hey, look at all these studies about nano silver and colloidal silver and how the military uses it and how hospitals use it and how it's sold at the store, when we say that, we're bad because there's one thing that's going to save you. That's vaccines that they don't even have a vaccine for. And this thing's mutating just like the flu. So when you take a vaccine for this one, it doesn't cover it for that one. And it's all a giant hoax. And they don't want us here. They don't want you here. They don't want you to hear Dr. Joel or Dr. Steve Pachinik coming on. They don't want you to hear World Affairs Brief editor-in-chief Joel Skousen. They don't want you to hear any of these guys. They don't want you to hear Mike Adams here. They tell you there's no hope, there's nothing, but staying where you are. And then if you try to boost your immune system, you're a bad guy. Absolutely insane and just totally crazy. Mike Adams, continue with your projections of what's going to happen, of what's going to unfold. As you said, you think Trump saved his presidency by not letting them demonize him and say he hadn't done enough. But notice the Democrats have come out incredibly and said that it's his fault now and that he should keep the borders open and let the flights continue to come in. So the Democrats can't have it both ways, can they?
No, they want the president to be weak. Now look, something very important is happening right now today. Not only is the Capitol building now closed and evacuated because a Senate staffer tested positive for the coronavirus, so now we're starting to look at can our government function in the middle of this epidemic, but also Drudge has this headline, the CDC only tested 77 patients during the entire week. 77 patients. That's criminally negligent. South Korea tested tens of thousands of people this week. Italy tested thousands of people. The U.S. government tested 77 people. That's absolutely unacceptable. Trump needs to clean house there. But even bigger, Sacramento County has announced they're dropping all quarantines. They're no longer going to try to contain this. They're just releasing all high-risk patients right out to the public. I've got a story on this right now up on my website just a few minutes ago. I've called for Trump to declare a national emergency and literally dispatch the military to take over Sacramento County in order to reestablish basic medical principles of the modern era. Sacramento County is trying to spread this. They're deliberately wanting to bring down Trump by spreading the disease and spreading the infections. It is a criminal sabotage act on the part of Sacramento County. They can't be that stupid. They can't be that ignorant. It's not complacency. It is sabotage. So you have the CDC trying to sabotage Trump. Sacramento County, again, an anti-Trump bunch of left-wing lunatics.
By the way, Mike, let me just interrupt you, and I want you to host another segment or two if you can, just yourself. She can have the floor. But let me ask this question. When you sit there and you say they're sabotaging, you're not joking. They're openly rooting for it to hurt people. They're hoping it brings down the economy and the president. They're hoping it kills the recovery. When China was shooting people at checkpoints and closing borders and countries were banning flights from there, it was wonderful. We banned flights. It's the worst thing ever. Then Trump's not doing enough. He bans flights from Europe where it's running rampant. And now he's the bad guy. They have a bill in federal courts and they're going to block it. But then it's his fault not doing enough.
Well, Trump needs to declare a national emergency and then just take the actions that are necessary and ignore the courts that are trying to block these necessary actions. These Obama-appointed federal judges need to be just
agree with you, but there's a Hollywood, big tech, they're all concerted effort doing this. I mean, clearly, this is the move against America. This is it.
Absolutely, and they've set a trap for Trump, as we've talked about for over a month.
Well, it's uncanny how you and I and others laid out exactly what would happen, what they would do next, just knowing their mentality, and that it's man-made.
Well, and if you want to know what's coming next, Trump will have to ban certain domestic flight paths. So flights out of Seattle will probably be banned. I expect the Seattle airport will be quarantined and shut down very, very soon, perhaps within a week. And then that will happen in Northern California, Boston, Massachusetts, and New York City as well in subsequent weeks. That's a very likely type of behavior. I do expect Trump to increase the military deployment on the southern border in order to block illegals who are carrying infections into sanctuary cities especially. But there's another big factor in all this, Alex, and this is a question. Do mosquitoes carry this bloodborne disease? In other words, in the summer in America, will mosquitoes spread this like mosquitoes spread malaria? Mosquitoes currently spread 200-plus diseases that are bloodborne. When mosquitoes bite you, they actually suck some of your blood, and then they inject a little bit of that blood into the other person. That's how malaria spreads. Now, malaria is not a virus, of course, but viruses are present in blood and much smaller than bacteria. So can mosquitoes spread this? We don't know the answer to that yet, but if they do spread it, then our world is in trouble. And by the way, it's not going away just when the summer comes, because Australia is in hot weather right now, and in Australia this is spreading like mad. So hot weather doesn't shut this thing down. That's crucial for us to understand. We're going to have to deal with this all summer, probably for years to come.
And by the way, we've been told by the media going back 6 weeks, don't try to block Chinese. Don't be racist. Well, I mean, it doesn't matter whether they're Chinese or Russian or from Africa or wherever. If the disease is a place and it's that group, what did Italy have? A bunch of Chinese workers in Milan and other areas that were doing all the fancy shoes and all the clothing and others. That's admitted, a huge imported Chinese worker population. Same thing that we see in the mines and in a bunch of other things where China owns most of the mines in Australia and has all sorts of facilities there and is built like its own enclaves. Well, that's where you see the hotspots. So clearly, China incubated this and then deployed it worldwide.
Well, absolutely, and they're not done. This is just the first wave. So you hinted at this earlier. This is a softening up phase for America. There is a much more virulent strain that will be released, and I believe that Italy has just experienced a natural mutation that's made it more deadly there. America doesn't probably have that mutation yet, but it may happen on its own, or we're going to get hit with a second wave of this. So this is nowhere near over. China's hoping that America collapses in terms of its infrastructure, its hospitals, and its stock market, and also executive power, i.e. the president. And once that happens, China will unleash even more attacks, possibly, in a worst-case scenario, an actual invasion of America via California. That's a scenario that we have to take as realistic, although it's pretty far down the road. Things have to get very bad before they would even attempt that. So it's good news that Trump has started to take a leadership position on this, and he's getting a handle on this, and he's starting to move in the right direction. And that's exactly what we need to see happen. By cracking down on the social sharing of the virus, Trump is defeating the deep state and defeating the leftists and saving his presidency and allowing elections.
I agree. Mike, the only way I'm going to let you talk is if I let you host the next two segments. Eve, you got to go, I understand. But how about you just come in and host the first segment and then part of the next and introduce.
Sure.
Just get
the
other parts you want. And I'm going to be here listening, and then I'm going to get into what I projected is really going on. And now I agree with you. This is as bad as it's going to get. And it's an opening salvo of a larger rollout. It really all crystallized for me doing deep research last night, this morning, and talking to you. And I think you just picked up where I was going without me even telling you. I think you're starting to concur with me as we brainstorm here that this is a opening salvo in something much larger.
Absolutely it is. There's no question. And it depends on how Trump responds to this, of the readiness of America for dealing with the second
This is
wave.
A probe. This is a test. Talk about that when you come back.
Yes.
Everybody, they're trying to shut us down. You see it everywhere, the demonization, the attacks, the lies, the propaganda. You can't believe any of it. Almost all of it's pure bull. That's why they're attacking me, because they don't want people, when they hear the show, to believe us. They go, oh, that guy's this or that guy's that. Or all of it is deception, ladies and gentlemen. We're here telling the truth. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Band.video. That's where the truth and the real research is all posted. So tell people. You want to know the truth about coronavirus? Band.video, Infowars.com, NaturalNews.com is doing a great job. And get great supplements at Infowarsstore.com, back in stock.
Hey, everyone. everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95, and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.